Republicans who are skeptical about the 2020 election results have argued that hand counting ballots is the way forward in Nevada and other states around the country. Although some other democracies do hand count votes, our next guest says the method doesn't work so well in the U.S., where ballots can be, among other things, very long. Plus, side-by-side experiments show that voting machines are significantly more accurate than counting ballots by hand. We're checking out the latest info on election machines versus hand-counting ballots, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have thoughts on how ballots, once cast, should be counted? What do you think of the idea of hand-counting? What do you want to know about how vote-counting machines work? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Barry Burden is a professor of political science and director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. He wrote a piece on ballot counting for The Conversation. Barry, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. Glad to be back. Thanks.
Before we dig into the nuts and bolts of counting our ballots, there have been calls for hand counting, not overwhelmingly, even within the Republican Party. But how much are you hearing these kind of calls saying, let's stop using tabulating machines, let's count by hand?
I would say it's a rumble out there, especially in swing states from 2020, where some voters, many of them Donald Trump supporters, are still suspicious that voting machines had something to do with the loss for the Republicans in 2020. And there's some sort of concern about the secrecy of how those operate, and that hand counting ballots, at least for them, would just be a more transparent, open way to do it. And in fact, the U.S. has relied on counting of paper ballots in its past, in the 1800s in particular.
Can you talk about the rise of different kinds of voting machines? In your piece, I learned they've been around longer than I might have thought.
Yeah, as the country grew in the 1800s and early 1900s, it became a huge task to count up the results of races. Ballots got longer. Americans elect all kinds of offices, from president through members of Congress, state legislators, many county officials, judges, ballot issues, you name it. And as the population got bigger, the number of races became longer. I think election officials very naturally looked for some way to automate that process, and they began using tabulating machines. And we've been using them for more than a century in many places around the country.
We sometimes see criticism of the American voting system, comparing it to places like France. Often the call is, hey, they seem to hand count ballots in France, and when they have a big presidential election, they could turn it around pretty quickly. What's different about that French presidential election than our elections here?
It is amazing. They count the ballots by hand at each polling place, and it's largely done that night. But a couple of things are different. One is the polling places tend to be small, so not many voters casting ballots at one location. The main one, is that there's really just one race on the ballot. It might be just a race for president or just a parliamentary election. It's hard to imagine in the United States having a ballot with only one contest on it, but that's common in other parliamentary systems. And so it's just much easier to stack those ballots up. You can put all of the votes for one party in one pile and the votes for the other party in the other pile. And tabulate them pretty quickly. You just can't do that when there are many races on the ballot. And actually, each voter's ballot is customized for them to reflect the school district and the county and the state legislative district in which they live. And so the ballots could never be stacked. You would have to work through each race independently and go through the ballots as many times as there are races on the ballot.
What would that mean if a large voting precinct tried to do hand counts? What would that mean, first of all, for speed, for the time it would take to turn that around?
Oh, it's so much slower. humans don't work quickly. And if they do, they're probably inaccurate. So humans have to go through this process slowly. And there tend to be observers or other people watching, and that can slow down the process as well. Tabulators are designed to be fast. So one example, after the 2020 presidential election in Georgia, there was a full recount by hand of several million votes for president there, with huge staff devoted to this all across the state, staff that don't exist on election day. And that took 5 days to do one race. So give you a sense of the scale. If you've got, say, 20 races on the ballot, this could go on for weeks or longer.
Talking to Barry Burden, professor of political science and director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison, talking with us about hand-counting ballots versus machine counting. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about the pros and cons of different methods of counting our ballots? Do you think U.S. elections should be more transparent in some way? What kind of changes would you like to see? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation with UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burden about a push in some circles anyway to hand count paper ballots and why hand counting ballots doesn't necessarily mean a more accurate tally and why it can slow things down. You could join in with your thoughts or questions at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Chris is with us in Menominee. Chris, hi.
Hi. So my wife and I are involved in elections every year, if not every other year, rather. And the motion of hand counting ballots just adds another layer of complexity. We've been doing elections as we've been doing them for quite some time and proven to be accurate. I would say that if conservatives want to bring this argument, bring it on the docket, not in front of the mob. So I just think anytime you look to consolidate power, you just look to add more corruption to the process.
Chris, thanks for the call. Barry, one of Chris's points there, worries about accuracy of hand counting. You and I talked about the speed issue. What do we know about how hand counting does with accuracy versus machine tabulation?
Well, we do know it's less accurate. Again, humans are good at lots of things, but counting up millions of ballots in a very consistent manner, paying attention is difficult. And we have a little experiment to that effect in Wisconsin. Listeners might remember the 2011 Supreme Court race in Wisconsin was very close, and there was a statewide recount called for, and all those ballots were counted by hand, very carefully, just one race after the election. That's a time when hand counting is really useful. But in the original election, on Election Day, some communities used electronic machines, and some had kind of optical scan ballot scanners, and some others actually had humans doing the counting on Election Day. And so we could compare how each of those did in terms of the accuracy compared to the recount. And the human counted ballots on election night were the least accurate. They were more likely to be off from the true vote compared to the ones that were tabulated by machines. So that's just one experiment from our state, but there have been other kinds of studies that have shown that pretty repeatedly. If you want accuracy, counting ballots by hand is not the way to go.
Chris, thanks for the call. Terry joins us now in Fifield. Terry, hi.
Hey, hi. With this new proposed tiered voting system, how would that work on the counting? And if it had to go to a hand count or recount, what would that do to the system?
Terry,
thank you.
Terry, thanks for the call. Barry, I talked actually to a Republican and Democrat co-sponsor of legislation that would have a final five ranked choice system. They made the case that, yeah, the voting machines we work, they are programmed, flip a switch, basically, a little more complicated than that, and they will count that ranked choice of voting. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. Most of the major machines have capacity for different kinds of ballots. That would include ranked choice ballots. That would include races where voters are allowed to pick more than one candidate, say for a city council or county commission. I think there's some learning for voters to do and maybe for election officials and poll workers to do. But the machines, I think, will have no trouble with that.
Thanks a lot for that call. Barry, another part of your piece I wanted to get into is that the fact that there is a paper ballot, that we can go back and double check. I remember there was a stretch where some of the voting machines around the country, there wasn't that paper trail afterward. How important is it to have each voter's ballot on a piece of paper?
Well, that's one thing actually the two major parties agree on, and security experts do as well. The ideal system has paper involved. Either the voter is marking a paper ballot that gets fed into a machine. That's what's done in most of Wisconsin, actually most of the country. Or a voter is marking on a screen, but then those choices are printed out on a paper ballot that's fed into a machine. In some other cases, there are touchscreen machines that have a kind of paper receipt that gets printed. So today it's well over 90, it might be 95% of American voters are casting ballots either on paper or with a verified paper backup that can be used for audits and recounts. So that's really essential. We're very close to 100% coverage. So it's really, you know, I think there's some confusion sometimes for members of the public. It's not voting on machines or casting a ballot through a device necessarily. It's really the machines doing the tabulating of the votes, and the voters are making the marks. And there are now a lot of good systems for doing that.
And Barry, some of the, I think, wilder claims about the 2020 election in particular involved, you know, international hacking conspiracies and campaigns. That paper trail, though, even if you hack a machine, it doesn't change the pieces of paper, right? That is a fail-safe in the system.
It really is. And the paper is used already by election officials after Election Day. In just about every state, there is an audit of some kind that's automatically done after every election. And those audits draw paper ballots that voters have actually marked in most cases to compare to the tabulations of the machines. There are also some tests done before Election Day that the public can observe, where paper ballots are put through machines and we make sure that they're tabulating correctly and the logic of all that's correct. In Wisconsin, random communities are selected after Election Day, and their ballots are collected by state election, county and state election officials and recounted. And it's the paper that makes that possible. So there really are valuable parts of the process where counting by hand can be useful, and it's mostly recounts and audits. But election night tabulation of several dozen races is just not the time for it.
And Barry, just in our last minute or so, election officials are always trying to make things more efficient, more secure, more accurate. Are there possible changes you'd want to see looked at?
Well, I would love to see us get to 100% paper or paper backups for every voter in the country. Again, we're very close. There are just a few places that are holding out for various reasons. And to help voters understand that's what's happening. You know, I think a lot of the misinformation and skepticism just comes from a lack of information about the system. But there are these ways in which election officials demonstrate the accuracy of their machines and allow voters to get very close to the process. And hopefully more members of the public and groups who are still have some skepticism will take advantage of those to get up close and ask questions.
Barry, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
That's Barry Burden, professor of political science and director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. He talked to us today about ballot counting and his piece on the potential downsides of hand counting ballots. You can read that online at The Conversation.